Eggs, cheese curls, and hot dogs? No. Pasta, jelly donuts, and beef jerky? No. The government is getting ready to rewrite its recommendations for what we should eat. The Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services are putting together a panel to revise the country's dietary guidelines. The guidelines are redone every 5 years to reflect the latest scientific research. In addition to the scientists, the process also brings a whole crop of lobbyists for the food industry. Marion Nessel is a nutrition professor at New York University and author of Food Politics, How the Food Industry Influences Nutrition and Health. So, Marion Nessel, thanks for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
What's the big deal? I mean, what's at stake with recommendations like this? They are just recommendations, are they not?
They're just recommendations, and most people in the United States have never heard of them, but they govern federal policy on nutrition advice to the public, and the food industry is enormously sensitive to them. Particularly because they're really worried that some government agency is going to suggest eating less of one or another of their products.
And, of course, the food industry is a huge industry.
Yeah, $1.3 trillion a year in the United States alone.
So who scrutinizes the guidelines most closely? Any particular segment of that?
Well, anything that the guidelines say that might influence what people actually eat is going to get looked at with a degree of scrutiny that's worthy of an advanced English department. So that the sugar industry, the meat, dairy, alcohol, salt, any product that has fat in it is going to be very, very concerned about what this committee is going to say.
So what are the big issues this time around, Marion?
Well, it's hard to know where to start, but I'd say the big one is going to be sugar, because in the last dietary guidelines, the sugar lobby weighed in very, very hard to actually change what the committee had recommended. I mean, the committee was very worried about all the sugary foods that are in people's diets and the relationship of sweet foods that are high in calories to the obesity epidemic. And so they recommended that people limit their intake of added sugars in the foods they're eating. And the sugar lobby, which represents cane and beet producers, got extremely upset about that, went to the agencies and forced the agencies to change the guideline to read, eat a diet that's moderate in added sugars.
What other industries are interested in the revisions?
Well, historically, the meat industry and dairy industries have been very involved because those are the main sources of saturated fat in American diets. And saturated fats are the fats that raise blood cholesterol levels and therefore heart disease risk. The salt industry is extremely concerned because the main source of dietary salt is not the salt that's added at the table. It's what's already in processed snack foods or processed foods in general before you even buy them. So they're very concerned that nobody say anything bad about salt. The alcohol industry was I was on the Dietary Guidelines Committee in 1995, and alcohol was the big controversy then because the alcohol industry was trying to promote alcohol as a health food because it lowers heart disease risk.
Not to be naive, Marion, but is there any science whatsoever going on here, or is this just really all the matter of lobbying?
Well, of course there's science, and the science on nutrition and health is extremely complicated because people are very complicated and don't eat just one food. We all eat very complicated diets with lots of foods in them, and our risk factors for heart disease are influenced not only by diet, but also by how much exercise we have and other lifestyle factors as well as genetics. So the science is complicated, and therefore it's open to interpretation. And so any group with a vested interest is going to want to interpret the science in whatever way is most favorable to its particular needs and interests. But as far as I can tell, dietary guidelines, I mean, the first dietary guidelines were issued in 1980, and if you look at the progression of dietary guidelines, the differences are in words.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in concepts. The concepts are absolutely identical, and that is don't eat more calories than you expend so you don't get fat, eat more fruits and vegetables, and be active.
Sounds like good advice.
Pretty simple.
Thank you very much, Marion.
Again, my pleasure.
Marion Nessel is head of New York University's Department of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health. She's author of Food Politics, How the Food Industry Influences Nutrition and Health.